Focus Odyssey fans, I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
It's our last podcast of 2019, the last podcast of the decade, and the last podcast before Christmas. So you know what that means.
It's time to give away another show. You know, I love giving away free stuff.
The last few years, we've released Spare Tire and Gone Fishing, early Focus on the Family dramas that paved the way for Adventures in Odyssey.
But this year, we're changing it up a bit. We're giving away a drama called The Sounds of Life, and it was written by Paul McCusker and produced by Dave Arnold.
Like those other dramas, it aired on the Focus on the Family daily broadcast. But unlike those dramas, Odyssey was already well underway when this show first aired in 1992.
Stay tuned after to hear from writer Paul McCusker about the origin of this drama and some of the crossovers from Adventures in Odyssey.
But for now, sit back and enjoy The Sounds of Life.
The sounds of life, those familiar sounds that echo throughout our experiences and imprint themselves indelibly on our memories and on our hearts.
Pushing.
It's a boy. Congratulations.
Nice.
It's a boy.
Wow.
Hand me that. Clint, please. We'll take care of it.
Wow.
Wonderful.
I helped you get this boy. It's all ours. He's all
What's
ours.
His name? What's his name? Do you have a name?
David. He's David.
Here you go.
Hi, David. Beautiful baby.
Not again.
Oh, it's your turn.
I know. When's he supposed to start sleeping through the night like real people?
Soon enough. Don't rush him. Probably just needs changing.
Changed. Tell me about changed. Everything's changed. I have to go to the office to get any sleep. Get out of the way, duck. Dirty diapers, plastic toys, baths, feedings. Coming, David, coming. Whose idea was this anyway? Sure isn't like this on TV. All right, a little one. I get the message. Daddy's here. What you got, a bad diaper? Whoa. Let's go over here and Daddy will take good care of you. That's right. Daddy will always take care of you. What do you want? You want some music while you get changed? Hey, you want a little music from your music box? Here we go.
Mommy, look, I'm mowing!
Oh, David. Hello? Oh, Mom? What? No, I'm okay. David decided to dump his daddy's grass clippings all over the kitchen so he can mow them. What a mess. Oh, and I just finished cleaning his crayon sketches off the living room wall. How does he do it? I can't leave him alone for a minute. Is this the terrible threes or what? Oh, go ahead and laugh. You're just glad to see me doing all the things you had to. I gotta go, Mom. David? David?
What? What?
Wake up, everybody! It's birthday time!
David, look, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Birthday time, time to get up.
But it's early, David. Talk to him, Linda.
It's early, David.
Time to get it up! Time to get it up!
Bounce on your daddy's side of the bed.
Time to get up!
Now, wait a minute, son. Hold on. How old are you today?
Four.
Well, that explains it. You see, fourth birthdays don't start until 9 o'clock. You're 3 hours early.
9 o'clock?
So, you've got to lay down here next to us and be real quiet until 9 o'clock. You can't move. You can't even roll over.
I can't?
No, no. Because if you do, then you can't before.
Nuh-uh.
In fact, if you make too much noise, you have to go all the way back to two.
Oh, Dad.
And if you wait until 9, Mommy will fix you all the pancakes you can eat. Okay?
Bill.
Goody!
Daddy will fix you all the pancakes, David. Mommy can't do too much work in her condition.
Huh?
What? What condition?
Well, I wanted to tell you at dinner tonight.
You mean you're...
David, you're going to have a little brother or sister.
How am I going to do that?
Linda!
Congratulations, Daddy.
Hey, you're smarter than me!
Do you know what this is going to be, David?
Yeah, it's a playhouse for me and Baby.
That's right. It's for you and your little brother or sister to share when he or she gets here.
Is the baby coming soon?
No, not for a while. First, the baby has to grow up inside Mommy, you know, and she'll get real big.
Will she pop?
No, she won't pop. Give Daddy the ruler, okay? Hey, be careful.
Here, Daddy.
Thank you. Let's think up some names for the baby. What do you say? What should we call him if it's a boy?
I like David.
We can't call him David.
How come?
Well, because that's your name. We can't have two Davids in the house.
But your name is David.
My middle name is David. That's one reason why we named you David. Come on, think of another name.
Davy.
All right, forget about a boy's name. What should we call her if it's a girl?
David.
I think your mother's calling you. Silly guy. Are you all buckled in, David?
Yeah.
You okay, Linda?
Yeah.
Are you taking Mommy home now?
Yes, son. We're taking Mommy home.
But isn't the new baby coming with us?
David.
Bill.
Go ahead.
David, the new baby isn't coming home because Mommy, I had something called a miscarriage. I know it's a big word.
A miscarriage?
It means I lost the baby.
Can't we find it?
No, David, we can't. The baby's in heaven with Jesus. So Mommy has to take it easy for a few days.
The new baby isn't coming home?
No. The new baby isn't coming home with us. Bill?
We're gonna go home and we'll treat Mommy very special for a while, okay, son?
Okay, Daddy, I will.
I know you will, son. 'Cause she deserves it.
Don't splash in the puddles, David. You don't want everyone to see dirty shoes on your first day of school, do you?
I don't care.
Yes, you do. Oh, are you scared to go to school?
No.
Good, because there isn't anything to be scared about. You'll get to do lots of interesting things and make new friends. Well, like that little girl there. Hi, what's your name?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. I'm Mrs. Cole, and this is my son, David.
Hi.
David, say hello. David, don't be rude. Say hello.
I don't want to. She has cooties.
David! Now listen to me, young man. She doesn't have cooties, and that's no way to act. Now, do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want you to say you're sorry to Sharon. Do you understand? Say it on the bus.
Okay.
Watch the steps, David.
Hi, Mom.
I love you, David.
My baby.
Oh, wait! Wait! I didn't even get to hug him!
Okay, take your places, children. The program will start in just a minute. Everyone get in line. Remember, who's supposed to be in front of you? David? David Cole, your halo is crooked. Can't have a crooked halo on our first soloist. This is it, children. Okay, attention. Keep in line as you go down the aisles.
We traveled afar, fields and fountains, moor and mountains, following yonder star. Oh,
sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings.
Well, since their last day here at camp, I thought I'd ask a few of you guys to tell us about their experiences here this week. How about you, David?
Huh?
I think you had a pretty good week, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, it's been great.
Well, we're all ears.
Well, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and when I got here, I thought, you know, it'd be like a typical church camp, which is okay, because I like doing things at church, but I didn't expect anything special, you know. But I've really been enjoying the Bible studies, and then Pastor Richardson kind of shook me up with that sermon last night about why Jesus died for us, well, me. And, well, I realized that going to church wasn't enough, and so I, you know, asked him to come into my heart. And it's been great. The best thing that's ever happened to me. And that's about it.
Well, that's great, David. You're going home in the morning. What's the first thing you want to do as a new Christian?
The first thing?
Huh?
I'm going to tell Mom and Dad. I know they've been praying for this ever since I was a baby. I know they'll be happy.
All right. Come on, sing it again.
Give me gas in my Ford, keep me trucking for the Lord. Give me gas in my Ford, I pray. Give me gas in my Ford, keep me trucking.
All right, David, that's enough. You're flooding it.
I'm not flooding it.
You are too. Now stop grinding it or you wear the starter out.
Just another minute.
It'll be dead in another minute.
Why do we have such an old car?
It's a good car. Now, don't pick on my car if you want to learn how to drive in it. Just...
There, see?
Terrific.
Can I go now?
Sure, but what's the first thing you need to do?
Adjust the rearview mirror.
That's next.
I read the manual, Dad, and it says
Are we going to argue all afternoon? Why do you keep arguing with
because
me?
Because the manual said
Fasten your seat belts first.
I already fastened mine. You need to fasten yours.
Exactly. Always check your passengers. Then you adjust your mirrors.
I know, Dad. There, satisfied?
No, I watch your tone. Now take off the emergency brake, put it in reverse, and carefully back out.
I know, Dad.
Oh.
You're making me nervous.
I'm making you nervous?
Yes.
Now just relax and drive.
All right, I will.
Go ahead.
I am.
Don't gun the... Watch out for the trash cans.
I'm watching.
And that car.
I see it.
And the mailbox.
Dad.
Keep your eyes on your driving.
I am. Where did those trash cans come from?
The neighbor's house. Now turn the car off.
But...
Turn it off!
What's wrong?
I can't do this. I'm calling the driver's school.
But, Dad...
Hello?
Oh, yes, operator. We'll accept the charges.
Hello, David?
Honey, it's David. Would you turn that down?
Sure. May I ask you how the car's holding up?
How's the car? He says it's fine. Ran like silk.
I knew it would. He used to tease me about that car.
How was your first day of classes? Oh, that's good. What? You're going where? Oh, that's all right. I'm glad you called. Uh-huh. Tomorrow evening. Well, we'll be here. I love you. Bye.
So fast?
He said he had to run off to a college Bible meeting. He just wanted us to know he was okay and thinking about us.
Well, that's nice.
He's in college, Bill.
I'd rather not think about it.
You miss him already, too.
Nah. Just makes me feel old.
It seems like a blink of an eye since he was born. What a beautiful baby. The nurse said he had good lungs. She probably said that about all the babies. Oh, but he was beautiful. None of the others were as beautiful as he was. And now he's in college. Where in the world does the time go?
Sharon, here.
David, hi.
It's good to see you.
Aw, thanks for coming to meet me. These layovers can be so boring.
I'm glad you got stuck here. You look great.
Thanks. You too.
Let me get that for you.
So, do you like it? Your college?
Sure. There isn't enough time for everything, but I like it. How about you?
It's okay. I'm thinking of switching my major, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to get a snack or something?
Oh, no thanks. I'm stuffed from the flight. You?
Nah. So, how's, John?
Jim. Old news.
Really?
Yeah, he said last semester he wanted to date around before settling down. How's Gail?
Didn't work out. She's transferring to Cal State and doesn't want a long-distance relationship.
That's too bad.
I got over it.
So?
Yeah. So, I, might be in your neck of the woods in a couple of months.
Really?
The president of the Christian Student Union there asked me to come talk about a new program we're starting.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Will you be around?
Sure. It'd be good to see you.
Yeah. Maybe we could, do something together. Kind of like a date or something.
An honest-to-goodness date, David?
Yeah, why not?
No reason. I'd love to.
Me too.
Dr. Davis, telephone, please.
Hi, Dad.
Well, look who's here.
How you feeling?
Oh, not bad for a man with more tubes in him than an old Philco television. Where's your mother?
She went to call Aunt Bev. So what are you trying to do, kill yourself?
Oh, seems like it.
What were you doing, playing soccer with a bunch of kids?
Looked fun.
The doctor told you...
I know what the doctor said, but that was because of my knees. He didn't say anything about my heart. Nice way to find out, though, huh?
Yeah, great.
Well, it got you to come back and visit.
I was coming at spring break anyway, Dad. And you were coming up for my graduation. Dad...
I'll be sorry to miss that.
And you won't miss it.
Well, that's someone else's decision. Not yours or mine.
Right. But, Dad, you have to get better. See, I need you to do something for me.
Like what? Run a marathon for charity? Climb Pike's Peak?
I want you to be my best man.
What?
I asked Sharon to marry me. She said yes. We thought maybe we'd get married later in the year since we'll both have graduated.
You and Sharon. I knew it. Something about the two of you when we took those prom pictures. Remember? You said you were just friends, but your mother and I knew.
So get better.
I hope she'll be as good a wife to you as your mother was to me. That's the best thing I could wish for you.
She reminds me of Mom sometimes. Very sensible. She says I'm a lot like you, so we should be a good match. I can't think of a better marriage than yours and Mom's, Dad. I want to work to make mine like that.
We did all right. Having a good child helped.
You got it backwards. It was easy to be good because of my parents.
Are we going
to
argue about this?
No. No argument. Dad...
Look after your mom, son. She acts tough, but this has really been hard on her.
I will, Dad. Look, I just wanted you to know I love you, Dad.
I know that, son.
Good.
You know, I was thinking about when we brought you home from the hospital, you know. I wasn't ready for fatherhood. Dirty diapers, plastic toys, late night feedings and all.
Dad.
But there you were, this little guy who needed us. Me. And well, I remember thinking, I'm his daddy and he's my son, and I couldn't figure out how I could love you so much. so fast. And it's never changed, David. No matter what's ever happened between us, I never stopped loving you. Understand? I love you. I love you.
Thank you, Dad.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony.
Oh, doesn't she look
Which
wonderful, Beth? David, so handsome.
To us
the hem on those trousers could use some adjusting. Oh, I wish Bill could see this. He'd be so proud. You know, I was there the first day they met. Did you know that? It was David's first day of school, and it was raining. We were at the bus stop, and David wouldn't talk to her because he thought she had cooties. Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. They've been friends for so long. You know, it was the same way with me and Bill. I know they're going to be happy. We were very, very happy.
Comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, remain faithful to her for as long as you both shall live.
I will. Yes, I will, Mom. Right away. The contractions are only a couple of minutes apart. Right. I'll see you at the hospital. How you doing, sweetheart? Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be. Can we go now?
I just want to get the video camera.
Hurry up. I don't think I can wait much longer.
Do your breathing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. Good. That's great. All right, I see the head. It's coming now. It's coming. Here we go.
Come on, baby. Come on. Oh, wonderful. Great, Sharon. Great, Sharon. Terrific.
Congratulations. It's a beautiful baby girl.
The sounds of life, those familiar sounds that echo throughout our experiences and imprint themselves indelibly on our memories and on our hearts.
Beth, what are you doing, Pumpkin?
Get up to celebrate my birthday.
Mom, what's wrong?
Birthday? It can't be your birthday at 6 o'clock in the morning.
But it is. I'm 4 years old.
Oh, that's the problem. See, fourth birthdays don't start until 9 o'clock. You're 3 hours early.
9 o'clock?
So you have to lay down here next to us and be real quiet until 9 o'clock. You can't move. You can't even roll over.
I can't?
No, because if you do, then you can't be four.
David, where in the world did you come up with this?
An old family tradition, Sharon. Come here, Beth. Let Daddy show you how to sleep until 9 o'clock.
Well, by this point, Jesse, I think I've heard just about all of the Adventures in Odyssey episodes, but I have to admit that I've never heard Sounds of Life before.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it either. You know, it definitely felt like Odyssey, but also didn't feel like Odyssey.
Well, we had a chance to talk with writer Paul McCusker. Back in 1992, he was producer of Adventures in Odyssey and also the writer of Sounds of Life. Let's hear about the creation of this unique drama. Hey, Paul, Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, guys. Good to see you, as always.
And we're glad you're in studio with us today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
So listen, Paul, Sounds of Life came out in 1992, which was after Odyssey was already in production. Where did the idea come from to do a drama specifically for the Focus broadcast?
Well, Adventures in Odyssey, if everybody will remember, is part of the audio department at Focus on the Family. And so Family Portraits, the other things we had done, came out of that department. And Dave and I were working on Odyssey, of course. I think we were 3 years into it. And we had heard that some other guys in the department, not Odyssey, were beginning to work on an audio drama for the broadcast. We were intrigued because we kind of thought of ourselves as the audio drama guys, but it was fair enough. Somebody else was playing with some ideas, and that was good. Well, then we began to hear rumors that things weren't going very well. They were working on this thing and it wasn't coming together. They weren't quite fixed on what it was going to be and how they were handling it. So they asked Dave and I to engage. And so I remember having a meeting with that team, trying to discern what it was they were after. And what came up was this sort of Sounds of Life. We thought as an audio drama, it would make sense that we're going to base this thing around sounds somehow, and then chronicle the life of a family, beginning mm-hmm. with, say, the birth of a child all the way through and that sort of thing. So these were the ideas that were being thrown around. And so Dave and I said, well, if you want us to engage, we'll jump into it. But we're probably going to have to make it our own. We're going to have to figure out how to do it. And I remember in hindsight that they gave us what they had written. And of that original script, I think we only kept maybe four lines of one scene because it was a good scene. It was actually the scene where David, the little boy, comes in for his birthday and they tell him if he comes in before 9 o'clock, then he doesn't have a fourth birthday.
That's
and
a cute,
I remember
cute
thinking
moment.
That was funny. Yeah, yeah. So we kept that. But I think the rest of it, we started from scratch.
Wow.
So what we did then in starting from scratch was come up with, rather than scenes, we came up with sounds. And I've got here a whole list of the kinds of sounds that we thought would be quintessential for most people in their lives. Everything from toy horns. I've got a carnival. I've got fire crackling, summer camp sounds, the sound of the father hammering. Everything was attached to a sound. And then that sound took us into quintessential life experiences, we thought.
Not only sounds like the writing process was a little bit different, but Adventures in Odyssey episodes, as our listeners know, are recorded in Southern California, because that's where the actors live. Makes sense to go to them. But it sounds like this one might have been recorded in Colorado.
It was, actually, and that was different. It's funny. Sounds of Life, and looking back on it, was an experiment on a lot of levels. So Odyssey fans might recognize that with a show we did called Peace on Earth, we had written that. I had written that with Dave Arnold. We went through all these sound ideas, right, of what would be the quintessential sound you hear at Christmas. Sounds of Life was the same thing, except based around a family. So the other part of the experiment, since Focus on the Family had moved to Colorado, was can we record in Colorado? What kind of base of talent do we have here? It would be handy to have a base of talent in Colorado since we were going out to Burbank all the time. And I remember we did some auditions. We had to set up a proper recording facility here in Colorado so that we could record them and at least at the level of sound listeners would be used to from Odyssey. So we did all of that here. So it was unusual in a lot of respects, not only in terms of how it was created, but also the way we put it all together, including the talent.
Yeah. So obviously you took the writing upon yourselves after it had, somebody else had given it a shot.
Right.
How was writing this drama different from what you would do to create an Adventures in Odyssey episode?
Well, for me as a writer, it was in continuity with the kind of writing that I did before Odyssey when I was writing dramas for churches and doing sketch-based stuff. And this was what Sounds of Life was going to be. If it was going to be a sequence of quintessential moments in the life of a family, as best as we could do in the amount of time we had, I was going to get those snippets and just try to capture these moments so that they would go one after the other. So for me, it didn't have the flow of an Odyssey episode with the traditional beginning, middle, and end.
Right.
This was more of a hodgepodge that had an emotional through line to it in terms of hopefully coming to a dramatic conclusion. But the way we did it was different from Odyssey.
Yeah, no
moving
three-act
scene
structure.
To scene to scene.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Well, something that was similar to Odyssey were some of the voices that were in the program. Longtime Odyssey listeners probably recognize Bob Hoos and Chuck Bolte's voices in there. Joe Camarado, former voice of Oscar, was in there too. And, of course, Dave Arnold's son, Landon, who voiced Cousin Scrub, and Cody Carper was in the program too. So would there be any other voices that our listeners would maybe recognize?
Well, it's funny because some of them they might recognize as secondary or voices in the background in Odyssey episodes because we recorded using Focus on the Family employees. We did some auditions locally. And so there were two brothers, the Fisk brothers, who came in to do a couple of the roles, and a handful of others from the staff. And I'm actually looking, as we're sitting here, I'm looking at pieces of paper with names and phone numbers of all these people who at least worked at Focus on the Family at one time or another and would have showed up in Odyssey episodes as background voices.
Yes, I recognized your voice in the opening scene. You were one of the delivering doctors.
I had completely forgotten about that. Yes. I could hear myself in the background going, this is why I don't act. This is why I shouldn't be ever.
I thought, what's
ever.
Philip Glossman doing in that delivery room?
Glossman, there's something nefarious going on with his birth. Well, he's switching babies or something.
I got a little emotional when I was listening to it when H.B. London, of course, Pastor H.B. London passed away just a little over a year ago. He's with the Lord now. But when I worked with Plugged In, was my boss for a number of years, and he actually married my wife and me. So to hear him officiating that wedding brought tears to my eyes. It was a real flashback for me. It was Sound of Life for me.
Well, and it's very sweet. I have a note from him in my file saying, "Hi, Paul. It was fun doing radio again. Thanks for including me."
Yeah.
And it was lovely to hear his voice again.
So, did you direct the actors any differently? Because again, maybe they weren't at the maybe professional quality that the actors from Hollywood and Burbank are in the studio. How did the recording go?
Well, as I recall, it was much the same as we would. We're just trying to get the lines.
Yeah.
I think there might be a degree of coaxing that you have to do to try to get the line readings that you want at the level that you want them. And of course, some of it, especially being Landon Arnold, Dave Arnold's son.
Yeah.
Dave was always involved in those. Anytime we had Landon in, Dave was usually nearby. Especially if you listen, you'll hear the bouncing on the bed scene, which I believe Dave recorded at home with Landon bouncing on the bed. So Dave was very important to how this whole thing came together. And it's interesting because when you get good people who know what they're doing, and even if they're inexperienced, I was listening to the show again thinking that we got really good performances all in all. I mean, sometimes you can listen and hear something in the tone that tells you, it's not a very experienced actor. They pulled somebody, you know, a secretary from somewhere to do it. But I would say all in all, the performances held up in this after hearing it all these years.
Well, yeah, this program has not aired in years. And like you said, you look back with hindsight. Is there anything else that was maybe special and personal to you when you listen to it again?
Well, personal for me is that I didn't have kids when I wrote it. In fact, I would have been early 30s. So to write scenes like the hospital scene and even the birth scene. In fact, I noticed one little thing that I would have done differently in the writing, and that is the overuse of names. They actually call their son David quite a bit. And I know we did that to help identify who's talking because it is audio drama. But at the same time, I'm aware that I actually rarely ever use my son's name. Uh-huh. I call him son. And we have certain nicknames or certain things we might use. But to actually call him by his name is unusual for me. And I think if I were to write it over again, bringing what I know now to the script and to the lifespan now that I'm twice that age almost. It was interesting to me that there were some things I might change subtly, but I was also surprised at how little I would change because somehow, maybe through the guidance of collective input from people like Dr. Dobson and a variety of people who have lived out some of these things, we got it. I think we got the gist of it right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a great job.
Always great to have the multi-talented Paul McCusker in studio with us. So thanks for joining us today, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
Listening to the sounds of life just reminds me how quickly life passes by. It seems we were just recording our Christmas podcast for last year, and here we are again.
You know, to me, it seems like we were just recording that first podcast, but that's been more than 13 years now. You know, where's the time gone?
Well, I know that for many kids listening, it might seem like life is going slowly, but
it wasn't that long ago you were probably part of some version of that kindergarten scene.
And before you know it, you'll be graduating from high school and beyond.
So cherish every season of your life. Look forward to the future, sure, but don't forget to enjoy the times you have now with your family and friends. The future will be here before you know it.
And for you parents out there listening, well, hug your kids while you can. You know, they might not admit it, but they need those hugs.
Coming to the end of another year also reminds me how thankful I am for our Adventures in Odyssey listeners and fans. We really have great fans, Jesse.
Oh, we sure do. You know, and thank you to God for letting us produce another year of this podcast and Adventures in Odyssey.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Our website is witsend.org/podcast, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. From the team here at Odyssey, Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas to you, Jess.
Thanks, Bob. I hope you have a great holiday season and a Happy New Year. And to our listeners, see you in 2020.